I wanted to take a few moments tonight and step out of the pulpit and make a very special prayer request about the day when we may be able to resume our in-person services. And I ask you to continue to pray for the church and our ministries here and our mission ministries around the world as you have done so. I'm very thankful for the encouraging words that you've given to us about the online ministry we've tried to sustain. I'm very thankful to Ruth Gary Galt and Philip Dewberry, Karen Dewberry for the music and the services, and for my wife Kimberly and the ladies' Bible study, and all that we've done, and suggestions and encouraging emails, your thoughtfulness toward us. And of course, I'm thankful that we've been able to sustain our mission commitments around the world. I pray that will continue. They are also sheltering in place, and also dealing with perhaps even more difficult governmental restrictions and cultural barriers that we do not have here. So very much in prayer for not just ourselves, but for all of God's people, and then, of course, for our community and our country and the world in this time, very unusual time. And closing our services is a very difficult decision, but I think very necessary. I pray that we're at the point of seeing opportunity to resume some kind of in-person service as the next couple of weeks unfold. We'll be in touch with you about what that looks specifically. We're not yet prepared to announce a date, but I do pray it will be in May. And I ask that you would be mindful of how difficult these decisions are, as we track how this relaxation of restrictions unfolds in our state, in our area. And I pray that it will go well. We want to not only be faithful to our ministry, but we also want to be thoughtful to our neighbors, and we do not want to be perceived as selfish or crass, and we want to be a church that's perceived as caring and committed not only to sharing the gospel, but also to loving our neighbors as ourselves. And we're trying to do that. And it is a very great responsibility. Sought advice from many others, and everyone's opinion is very different from reopening now to reopening never, it seems. And so we're somewhere on that decision-making process. I want to thank our leadership, deacons and our trustees, and we're trying to contact parents and people with children and people, our shut-ins and all, that have opinions about this. And we do pray that these days have taught us how to be more thoughtful and more caring toward our shut-ins, and we've experienced some of what that's like, perhaps no idea really, but something about what it means to lose your mobility, lose your access. So please pray. Please pray earnestly that we will see the day soon that we can reopen. We'll certainly announce it, and we will do everything we can to prepare the building. We will also continue to make recorded services available. I'm praying that we may even also be able to live stream the broadcast when we're meeting in person. And also, perhaps, if people want to remain in their cars, do a FM transmission to those that are there who might want to remain outside. And we certainly understand those who do not feel that it's yet safe for them to come, and certainly be praying for you. I want you to also pray that we will be able to redouble our efforts to reach people with the gospel. It's in these days, I have continued to assist when asked at funerals. I have not had to assist at a funeral where the deceased was a victim of COVID-19, but I've assisted in a number of funerals, and they've all been varying causes, what we might think of as a routine causes of death and the expectations of normal life. And the grief is just as great, and the separation is just as painful. And I've been reminded each time that folk are still in need of the gospel, and they are on the doorstep of eternity. And maybe this pandemic has sharpened that focus for us, but it is appointed a man wants to die. And after this, the judgment, and we need to be sharing the gospel anywhere we can, any way we can, with anyone we can. And pray that we double our efforts about that. What ministry will look like in the first few weeks as resume will be different. We will perhaps, I think the consensus is resume with a single service on a Sunday morning, children's service separate from the adult service, and rather like the last service we had on March the 15th, with the exception of being only an hour in length. But we'll give you the details about that. Right now, I just need you to pray. Pray for wisdom and direction in these matters. I'm reading just a verse from Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 12. Where Jesus is quoted as saying, "I will declare thy name unto my brethren, in the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee." And I hope you with me long for that day when we can sing together again in our building. And I long for the day that I can stand in the pulpit and preach to you the gospel of Jesus Christ, and not to an empty auditorium, but to see your faces again and to rebuild our fellowship and friendship. I long for that day. I know Brother Newberry and I have done all we can to prepare the messages to an empty auditorium, Brother Galt's Sunday school lessons, and it's very difficult. And we've done the best we can. But I long for the day when we are together again. But I'm mindful that we are not unique. And we are not special. People all over the world are dealing with this. And we've prayed for our leaders. We've prayed for those care providers. There's often been a lot of political confusion, a lot of second guessing. And I'll not deal with that. I'm not qualified to deal with that. I only know what my heart's desire is, to preach the gospel and to lead our church and faithfulness and ministry to men and women, boys and girls, for the cause of Christ. So rather than bring a message tonight, I just thought I'd bring this very special prayer request. I do believe we can expect to see that day soon. I have already prepared, actually Brother Jones has prepared a special Mother's Day message that we'll broadcast. It will certainly not be Mother's Day that we'll meet, but we'll broadcast that very special message that Brother Jones has prepared for our church. And we'll continue our other taped programming and devotionals as we have already done. But I want to thank those who have continued to pray for us, those who have given faithfully and sacrificially. And I pray, if God would bless you, to continue that. That our ministries not be hindered, that our mission commitments not be hindered in any way. And God bless you for your faithfulness. Let's pray together. Father, I pray for wisdom and courage to know and do your will. We're dealing with a very unfamiliar crisis, and yet in some ways so very, very similar to everyday life. Agile, life is brief. Men and women, boys and girls need to hear about Jesus Christ and the good news of his death, burial, and resurrection. And I pray that we would focus on that, even in the midst of recovering from this ordeal, that we would shift our eyes even more fully to the Lord Jesus Christ, to be thankful for what you've done for us and are doing in us and will yet do for us. And I pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.